for this Saturday evening special, Diwali special program, as next part of our Shri Ram Katha, seventh session of Shri Ram Katha. So the flow of our Shri Ram Katha was planned such a way that we will kill Ravan around Dashera time, and then we will have Lord Ram's Rajyabhishek around Diwali time. So that's how we planned it, and with Lord Ram's mercy, we are, I guess, moving according to the plan. And it's Lord's plan. It's not our plan, actually. So welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here. Even though weather is getting a little chilly now, colder, first snow shower last night. And I will request all the youth also to stay in the class. Hardik, Someshwar, Vrinda, Radhika, and maybe you can come in the front rather than hiding in the back. And the little kids can go upstairs for their class so they don't disturb here, make noise, unless you are very confident that you will sit quietly. So Manvika is sure she will make noise. She wants to go upstairs. Okay, we have some new devotees for the first time. So big welcome to the new devotees here. And some devotees who don't often come here, so special welcome to them. Sanjay Prabhu, who doesn't give us his association so often. So, welcome, bro.
Thank you.
Satish Prabhu and Mamta Mataji coming here for the first time. And Mataji, I don't know your name.
Pooja.
Pooja Mataji. Prabhu is also here?
No.
No. So, welcome. And I have seen you a few times in the temple. Okay, so we are a little late or a little behind our targeted schedule, so the program overall may get a little delayed. So we'll start with invocation prayers. If you know the prayers, you can recite with me or just listen attentively.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavedanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Shai Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu, Mangalam Garuda Dvaja, Mangalam Pundarikaksha, Mangalayatano Hari, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanayacha, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, Govindayo Namo Namaha, Namah Pankaj Nabhaya, Namah Pankaj Maline, Namah Pankaj Netraya, Namaste Pankajanghari, Lokabhiramam, Ranarangadhiram, Rajivanetram, Raghuvanshanatham, Karunyarupam, Karunakarantam, Shri Ramachandram, Sharanam Prapade, Janaksuta Jagajanani Janaki, Atishya Priya Karunanidhanaki, Take Jugapada Kamala Manavam, Jasu Kripa Nirmalamati Pavam. Siya Ram mein sab jag jani, karu pranam jori jugpani. Manojavam marutulya vegam, jitendriyam buddhimatam varishtam. Vatatmajam vanaryutha mukhyam, Shri Ram dutam sharanam prapadye. Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhar Varnau Raghuvar Vimal Jas Jodayak Falchar Buddhihin Tanu Janke Sumiro Pavan Kumar Bal Buddhi Vidya Dev Mohe Harau Kalesh Vikar Siyavar Ram Jai Jai Ram Mere Prabhu Ram Jai Jai Ram Jai Shri Sita Ram Jai Shri Radhesh Okay So once again welcome to 7th session of Shri Ram Katha Diwali special satsang program So we'll be continuing with Shri Ram Katha from where we left last time after the Agni Pariksha of Mother Sita. And during this Katha we'll be narrating the pastime of Lord Ram's Rajyabhishek, maybe a little bit of Kirtan also at that time and then continue with Katha. And then at the end we will have special Shri Ram Stuti. Followed by Damodar Ashtakam. So everybody will have the opportunity to offer flowers to Lord Ramchandra Mother Sita and offer the lamps to Lord Damodar. So we'll do all continue both together. And then we'll be doing a little bit fireworks also for the pleasure of kids and maybe adults also. Followed by the dinner prasadam feast. So, last time we discussed the particular pastime of Mother Sita's sort of Agni Pariksha, the trial by fire. And as I mentioned, it was not as somebody asking her to enter in fire, it was by her choice, by hearing the words of Lord Ram. Which Lord Ram of course spoke as Leela to set an example for people to come in Kali Yuga especially. So Mother Sita thought, what is the use of my life? Better I enter into the fire and give up my life. And we discussed the whole background. What is the real nature or the real identity of Lord Ram and Mother Sita? So it's not that something just happening all of a sudden. It's all as a planned event. And Lord is Himself is the script writer of the whole pastimes which are happening when Lord Ram appeared in this planet Earth. And He is in full control. He is the script writer, He is the director, and He is the best among all the actors. So after Mother Sita's entrance into the fire, nothing happens to her, of course, and fire, Agni Dev, he brings Mother Sita out of the fire and gives it to Lord Ram, that please accept her, she is completely pure. Of course, Lord Ram knows it is pure, it is just for the external Leela. So Lord Ram accepts Mother Sita, all the demigods appear in the sky to glorify Lord Ram for his act of killing all these demons, killing the demonic king Ravana. So all the demigods appear, Indra along with all his major associates, even Lord Brahma appears there, Lord Shiva comes to glorify Lord Ram. So everybody glorifies Lord Ram. You are the sub and substance of everything. You are the supreme personality of Godhead. You appeared in this planet Earth just to eradicate the burden of Earth, eradicate all the demons on this planet, and to give pleasure to your devotees. And Indra is glorifying Lord Ramchandra, that this demonic king Ravana was our biggest enemy. He has defeated all the demigods, all the Gandharvas, all the Prajapatis, and made them as his servants. And you have defeated him, you have killed him and freed us from his imprisonment. You are our only shelter. And we are bound in the cycle of birth and death, being in this heavenly realm, being engaged in the sense enjoyment. We are not able to achieve the ultimate goal of life. So we pray to you, please give us your devotional service. Please give us the devotion at your lotus feet so we can become free from this bondage. So all these Devi Devatas, they appear and they glorify Lord Ram like that. So Lord Brahma also comes and glorify. Even Lord Shiva comes, that you are my only shelter. I beg to you, please protect me. Please give me your bhakti. And at that time, Indra asks, what can I do for you? Is there anything I can do for you? Because Indra is always filled with little pride. He thinks, I am the king of all the demigods, of all the Devi Devatas. So Indra asks, what can I do for you? And Lord Ram, just to give him little credit, just to externally glorify him, Lord Ram says, all these Vanaras who fought on my behalf and who have been injured in this war, who have been killed in this war, I request you, please, give the life back to them. Give the health, their original strength back to them. Heal all their wounds. And make sure all the seasons are filled with all the trees are filled with all the fruits on their way, so they enjoy the unlimited pleasure. So Indra, being requested by Lord Ram, Indra showered the nectar, Amrit Varsha. So Indra showered the nectar. All the Vanaras who were dead or half dead, half killed, they immediately rose up from the ground. Their strength, their original strength completely restored. And ultimately it is Lord Ram's mercy only. He is making Indra as an instrument. Lord Ram can do everything, but just to glorify Indra externally, he gives the credit or gives the strength to Indra to fulfill that task. So all the Vanaras get up and they start shouting, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram. So all the Devi Devatas, after glorifying Lord Ram, after paying their obeisances, they go back to their own places. And then Vibhishan asks or requests Lord Ram, please come to my palace and take some rest. And Lord Ram said, no, I cannot come to your palace. I appreciate your mood of service, but I cannot come to your palace because I need to fulfill the words of my father. I need to stay in the forest for 14 years and there are still few days left to fulfill that vow, fulfill that promise. And then Vibhishan, he wanted to gift all various sort of things to Lord Ram. He wanted to bring all the nice fancy clothes, all sort of jewels and pearls and diamonds. He brings all those gifts for Lord Ram. And Lord Ram says, I accept all these things, but I don't need anything. If you really want to give something, I request you just shower all these gifts on all these vanaras who have served me so much and I'm indebted to them. I cannot repay their debts. So if you really want to give something, you take all these clothes, all these jewels, go on your Pushpak Viman and shower everything on all these vanaras. Let them take whatever they want. So Bhivishna followed the order of Lord Ram. He collected everything. He got everything from his treasure. Got everything on his Pushpak Viman, went into the sky and started showering everything on the vanaras. So whatever anybody liked, whatever type of clothes or the jewels or the diamonds, everybody picked up those in glorifying Lord Ramachandra for his reciprocation. So all this pastime from here till Lord's going back to his eternal abode, it's all about Lord's reciprocation with various devotees for whatever little service they did for Lord Ram. So Lord Ram doesn't forget even a single minutest thing done for the Lord. He remembers everything and he feels that debt, that this person, this devotee has done so much for me. How can I repay him back? And then Lord Ram, after all these gifts have been distributed, Lord Ram is feeling little anxiety that only few days are left. I need to reach back to Ayodhya. When Bharat came to bring Lord Ram back to Ayodhya, Lord Ram promised that I will come back as soon as the 14 years are finished. And Bharat took this vow, if you delay even one single day, I will enter into the pyre. I will give up my life. So Lord Ram is remembering that Bharat is waiting for me. If I become late, he will give up his life. So Lord Ram is filled with little anxiety. Ayodhya is so far. And I am here in Lanka. Need to cross back all this ocean and go back to Ayodhya. Will I be able to reach back there? It's only a few days left. And Vibhishan comes forward. My Lord, do not worry anything. When will our Pushpak Viman be of any use? Please take the Pushpak Viman. Let all get onto the Pushpak Viman and we all will go to Ayodhya. And Lord Ram says, what do you mean all of us will go back? I along with Sita and Lakshman need to go back. What do you mean all of us will go back? Vibhishan says, Prabhu, how can you think that we will just let you go alone? We all will go with you. We want to witness your crowning on the sitting on the throne. We want to see your Raja Abhishek happening. This is a rare opportunity. Even the demigods are waiting for the moment to witness this event of doing your Raja Abhishek. How can we miss that? So we all will want to come with you. Please allow us to come with you and participate in your glorification. So Lord Ram agreed. Bhivishan brought his Pushpak Viman. Now Pushpak Viman has the capacity, it can expand and shrink as per needed. So it can grow in size and it can become small. And it runs by the speed of the mind. So nothing comparable to today's aerospace industry. They haven't come to that level yet. That the aeroplane can expand or shrink based on the number of passengers, or it can go as needed by the speed of mind. So Pushpak Viman, so everybody got on Pushpak Viman. There is a nice throne on Pushpak Viman. They made Lord Ram and Mother Sita sit on that nice singhasan. And everybody surrounding Lord Ram, all the vanaras, there are millions and billions of vanaras in this whole vanara army. And everybody want to come to Ayodhya to participate in Lord's Rajyabhishek. So Lord Ram got onto the Pushpak Viman. Everybody gets onto the Pushpak Viman and the Pushpak Viman starts its journey. And Lord Ram is asking Pushpak Viman to go slow, showing Mother Sita all the various places. Because Mother Sita had been in the imprisonment of Ravan for almost 1 year. And Lord Ram is showing Mother Sita all the various places of the war field, of the crossing the ocean and throughout the forest, from where Lord Ram was wandering around in the forest searching for Mother Sita. So he is showing Mother Sita, this is the place where Lakshman killed Meghanath. This is the place where Kumbhakarna was killed. This is the place where I killed Ravana. This is the place from where we built the bridge to come to Lanka. This is I established Rameshwaram. I worship Lord Shiva here. This is the place in the forest I was wandering around searching for you. This is the place I met Sugriva and Hanuman. So Lord Ram is showing all these various places to Mother Sita. And finally, they come to the place of Agastya Muni's hermitage. So Lord Ram want to pay obeisances to Agastya Rishi. So he asks Pushpak Viman to get down. Everybody comes out, gets down from Pushpak Viman, go to Agastya Muni, pay their obeisances. And Agastya Muni giving his blessings to everybody. And they again start their journey back. And Lord Ram, Mother Sita, on the way back, they want to stop at Prayagraj. They want to take darshan of Tirthraj Prayag, as they had done while starting their journey into the forest. So Lord Ramachandra again stops the Pushpak Viman at Tirthraj Prayag. They come at the Triveni, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, to pay their respects there and then enter into the hermitage of Bharadwaj Rishi. And as Lord Ram is staying there taking a break, he is knowing that only 1 day left by the time I need to reach back Ayodhya, and Bharat will be eagerly waiting for me. So he asked Hanuman, "Dear Hanuman, you please go to Bharat. You go to Ayodhya, you meet Bharat and give him the news that I am coming, I am on the way. And before you give the news, first find out what is in the heart of Bharat. Don't give the news all of a sudden, because even if a good news is given all of a sudden, that also can cause some damage sometime. Sometimes it happens if somebody, a good news is given, people get heart attack. Such a big good news. So Lord Ram is telling Hanuman, you go disguised as a Brahmana. And first find out what is in the heart of Bharat. So Lord Ram doesn't impose anything on anybody. Even though he know Bharat at that time, 14 years back, he asked to bring Lord Ram back. He wanted to give the kingdom back. But what is his mood now? Maybe his heart has changed after ruling the Ayodhya for 14 years. Maybe he has got attachment for Ayodhya. Will he be willing to give back Ayodhya, or he want to keep Ayodhya? So Lord Ram want to find out. Even though he knows the mood of Bharat, he has full confidence in Bharat. Bharat is the topmost devotee. He is the greatest among all the sadhus. But again, as external leela, to show how the brothers should behave with each other, how the devotee should behave, just to set an example, to find out, he is just doing that leela. So Hanuman goes from there, from Bharadwaj Rishi's ashram, to Nandigram, disguised as a Brahmana. So as Bharat reached Nandigram, Bharat is sitting there with matted hair. He never entered into Ayodhya since the time he actually came back after taking Paduka of Lord Ram. He has put the Paduka of Lord Ram on the Singhasan, worshipping the Paduka and just taking care of the affairs of kingdom from Nandigram, which is few kilometers outside, on the outskirts of Ayodhya. As Hanuman reached there, he saw the condition of Bharat. He is filled with anxiety. Will Lord Ram come back to me or not? Raha एक दिन अवधि कर आति आरत पुर लोग जह तह सोच ही नारी नर कृष्ण राम वियोग. Only one day has left in the duration of 14 years of exile. Why Lord Ram has not returned yet? So Bharat and all other people, all the citizens of Ayodhya, they are waiting eagerly for Lord Ram. Bharat nayan bhuj dakshin farakat barahi bar jani sagun man harsh ati lage karna vichar. So Bharat, his right eye and right limbs of the body are quivering. And he is thinking this is a good sign. There is a whole science of auspicious and inauspicious omens. So say for men, if the right eye and the right body limbs start quivering, it's considered as a good sign that something good is going to happen. So Bharat's right eye and right body parts, right arm, right leg, they are quivering, and he is considering it as good symptoms, auspicious symptoms, something is good going to happen. रहियो एक दिन अवधि आधार समुझत मन दुख भयो अपार कारण कवन नाथ नहीं आयो जानी कुटिल किदु मोहि विसरायो. Bharat is thinking, why Lord Ram hasn't come yet? Has he given me up, thinking me to be very critical in mind, kutil, not thinking, not considering to me a simple person, but considering me to be a
cunning,
that's the right word. Cunning in the heart. Lord Ram has rejected me. Why hasn't he come? And at that time, Hanuman, disguised as Brahmana, he came to Bharat. Because Hanuman already understood what is the bhav of Bharat. That he has no attachment for the kingdom. He is serving Lord Ram as his menial servant. He has not even... He also has dressed up as a hermitage. He is having mated here, living in a hole digged under a ground. If we just listen little bit about Bharat Charitra, you will know who Bharat is, what Bharat's bhava is. When Lord Ram was banished to forest for 14 years, Kekai asking Bharat to become the king, and Bharat was not in Ayodhya that time. He was at his maternal father's house, his Nana's house. And when Bharat got the news, somebody immediately called him, something urgent happening in Avadh, you please come back. And as he came back, Dashrath has already died. And Lord Ram has gone to forest for 14 years. And everybody is imploring him to sit on the throne, become the king. And Bharat said, no, I don't want to become the king. Who has that plan to make me the king and sent Lord Ram in the forest? And then he came to know about the two boons which Kekai had asked. And he said, you guys have fulfilled those two boons in the reverse order. Kekai asked the boon. First boon was, make Bharat the king. And the second boon was send Ram to forest for 14 years. So Kekai has asked these two boons. But you fulfilled these boons in the reverse order. You first sent Lord Ram to the forest and then you are asking me to become the king. You should have followed those boons in the same order. You should have made me the king first. Then I will say, who dare send Lord Ram to the forest? I don't want to become the king. This kingdom, it belongs to Lord Ram. And Guru Vashishth is trying to make Bharat understand. This throne is empty. Somebody need to take on to the kingdom. Please, you become the king. Follow your mother's desire, your father's words. And Bharat said, no, I don't want to sit in the forest. If I become the king, if I sit on this throne, this whole earth planet will drown to Rasatal. The whole earth planet will sink into hell. And Vashishtha is saying, you are giving up this kingdom. Are you showing that you are such a renounced person? Bharat is saying, no, I am not a renounced person. I am very much attached. But I'm attached to something bigger than this kingdom. This kingdom, this is only one singhasan, one pad. But I'm getting two pad. I'm attached to two pad of Lord Ram, the 2 feet of Lord Ram. This one pad doesn't matter anything to me. And Guru Vashishtha, you are saying this earth will sink into hell, will go to Rasatal. There have been so many demoniac kings on this planet earth. Hiranyakashipu, even Ravan was ruling. The earth did not sink into Rasatal. How come such a saintly person like you will sit on this throne and earth will sink into Rasatal? He's saying, Bharat says, those were demons. They declared, we are the demons. We want to rule over earth. We want to take over this kingdom. And Mother Earth knows that those are the demons. But if I do the same job what all these demons were doing, then Mother Earth will think, what is the difference between the demon and a great personality like Lord Ram's brother? If Lord Ram's brother start doing that kind of thing, what is the use need of all these demons? So this earth planet will sink into Rasatal. So Bharat rejected to take on to that throne, take on to that kingdom of Ayodhya. And he said, I will go to Lord Ram, request him to come back, give up his promise, and Lord Ram will not reject my words. He takes everybody, whoever want to come with me, please come, we will go to Lord Ram, bring him back. I'm just very briefly explaining, narrating this pastime, just to show who is Bharat, what is his bhav. As Bharat is going with all three mothers, the Guru Vashishtha, all the citizens of Ayodhya to bring back Lord Ram, he crosses Mother Ganga, goes on to the other side of Ganga, and all the demigods become scared. See, Bharat is going to bring back Lord Ram. If he is successful in bringing Lord Ram back, our mission will be unsuccessful. How will Lord Ram serve our purpose to free us from the torture of this Ravan? So demons are requesting, we should make some plan. So Bharat doesn't reach Lord Ram. He is just lost somewhere in the forest. So he is asking, Indra is asking his guru, the guru of the demigods. Who is that?
Brihaspati.
So he is asking Brihaspati, will Lord Ram listen to Bharat? Will Bharat be able to successful in bringing Lord Ram back? Brihaspati says, yeah, if Bharat says, Lord Ram will come back. But I know Bharat will not say. So demigods are thinking, why will Bharat not say to come back? He is going for that purpose. And Brihaspati says, no, I know Bharat. Who is Bharat? He is just the shadow of Lord Ram. Shadow itself doesn't have any feeling, any bhav. Shadow just follows the body. Shadow doesn't direct the body what to do. Shadow just follows the body. And Bharat is like the shadow of Lord Ram. He doesn't want to go against the desire of Lord Ram. He will do ultimately whatever Lord Ram wants. And as Bharat went there, he met Lord Ram. Ultimately, knowing the mood of Lord Ram, he just said, okay, please at least give me your paduka. He took the paduka of Lord Ramchandra, keeping at his feet. And he says, I will take care of your kingdom on your behalf by the strength of your paduka. All the burden of your kingdom, I am not capable enough to take up the burden of your kingdom, to manage your kingdom. But by the mercy of your paduka, your kingdom will run. So I am not taking over the burden of your kingdom on my head. The burden of your kingdom will be on the paduka, and the paduka is on my head. So like sometimes the milkmaid woman, they keep all these pots of milk and yogurt on their head. But between the head and the pots of milk, there is a little cushion. So all the burden of all these pots is on that cushion. They are not feeling the burden of those pots. It is sustained by that cushion. So same way, Bharat is feeling all the burden of managing this kingdom will be on Lord Ram's Paduka. I am just an instrument to take care of your kingdom on your behalf. So that is the mood, the bhav of Bharat. As a menial servant of Lord Ram, he wants to serve him by fulfilling his desire, his mission. And when we discuss all these pastimes, the love and affection between the brothers at that time, at the time of Lord Ramchandra, people think, oh, that was Treta Yuga, Satya Yuga time. Now who does that? So now actually people, even the real brothers, there is so much fight on small thing, little property dispute. And there is so much war, so much fight, court case and everything. And Ramayana teaches us the way of life. How to live all these various relationships. What should be the reciprocation between brothers, reciprocation between husband and wife, reciprocation between son and father, the child and the parent. All these various roles and responsibilities. In modern time, people are just fighting and fighting and fighting. That's why Kali Yuga is the yuga of propaganda. I mentioned last time or couple of sessions earlier. In Satya Yuga, it was the yuga of Panda. Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga was the yuga of Danda. Even when Lord Ram came or Lord Krishna came, they had to take up weapon because people will not understand. And in Kali Yuga, it is not the yuga of Panda, it is not the yuga of Danda, it is the yuga of propaganda. Everybody is so much dispute, so much quarrel and hypocrisy going on. So once in two brothers, their father died and they had a little leftover property behind the father. So father left some property. And they're saying, we need to divide this property among ourselves. So the younger of those two brothers, he was very simple-hearted, obedient and just following the words of his brother. So he told, whatever you feel, whatever you desire, you can just split up accordingly, whatever you think it's appropriate. So the elder brother, he was little greedy at heart, little cunning. So he thought, let me take advantage of this. So whatever was the leftover property of the father, what was left was, there was one buffalo and one blanket. They said, let's divide these two things accordingly. So he told his younger brother, in the daytime you keep the blanket and at the night time you give this blanket to me. So half time you keep, half time I will keep. And the buffalo, how can we split the buffalo? So what we'll do is, I will manage the rear half portion of the buffalo and you take care of the first half portion of the buffalo. So the younger brother, okay, whatever you say. So now, daytime, it's sunshine, little hot, and he is carrying the blanket on his shoulder, little perspiration, he is feeling the heat. And at the night time, it becomes a little cold, and his brother, come now, give the blanket to me. So at the night time, this little fellow, the younger brother, he is shivering in cold, and his brother takes over the blanket. And when it is the time to milk the buffalo, he comes and milks the buffalo and take all the milk, sells it and use that money. And now it's the time to feed the buffalo. Now it's the younger brother's turn. See, the front portion is your responsibility. You feed him. So this younger brother now is feeling little pain. So he goes to his guru, his sadhu, please help me. So sadhu understand what this is happening. So he gives him, tells him a plan. How to rectify the problem or how to correct your brother to not take advantage. So he tells, so daytime blanket is yours. So you have full control. Whatever you like to do, you do that with blanket. So this person, the sadhu, he gives him idea. Daytime, keep the blanket fully soaked in the cold water. So the whole day, the blanket is soaked in water. Nighttime, this elder brother comes. Now give me the blanket. Okay, take it. So the blanket is fully wet, soaked in water. It's cold. He also cannot take the blanket. And now buffalo. So the younger brother has to feed the buffalo and the front portion is his responsibility. Now as the elder brother comes to milk the buffalo, the younger brother, he goes in front of the buffalo with the stick, with the danda. And he is showing the danda to the buffalo, and buffalo is not standing quiet. He is moving here and there and kicking at the back, so the elder brother is not able to milk it. So this person now finally comes to his senses that I am misusing the simplicity of my brother and I need to give him proper share, proper portion. So this Kali Yuga is a yuga of propaganda. So Shato Shatyam, if somebody is cunning, somebody has to treat him accordingly. That is how Lord Krishna also dealt with when he came personally at the time of Kurukshetra. Lord Ram followed the words of the scriptures of the Manu Samhita to the word. But Lord Krishna, he followed as per the need of time. He used the principle of Shato Shatyam also. So Bharat, completely with the bhav of submission, complete surrender to Lord Ram, he is serving Lord Ram as a menial servant. And Hanuman, knowing the mood of Bharat, he finally comes to Bharat, give him the news. Don't be morose, don't feel anxiety. Lord Ram is on his way back to Ayodhya and he will be back here very soon. And Bharat is filled with so much happiness. Who are you giving me such a good news? Please tell me who you are. And Hanuman then finally reveals himself. I am Hanuman. I am Lord Ram's servant. And Bharat hugs Hanuman. As two servants of the Lord meet each other. And after meeting Bharat, giving him the news, pacifying him, Hanuman goes back to Lord Ram at Bharadwaj Muni's ashram, gives him the news. Bharat is eagerly waiting for your return. So finally, again, Lord Ram starts his journey back to Ayodhya. And on the way, they have to cross over this Shringerpur, Nishadaraj. His friend Nishadaraj is waiting. He gets the news that Lord Ram is going back to Ayodhya and he tells everybody, come, we need to greet Lord Ram. I'm sure he will not cross without meeting me here. He gave the promise that while returning back, I will come again. I will meet you before going back to Ayodhya. And I know Lord Ram, he will not go against his words. He will for sure stop by here. So everybody comes on the shore of Mother Ganga to greet Lord Ram. Pushpak Viman again gets down. Nishadaraj pays obeisances to Lord Ram. Lord Ram picks him up and hugs him. As a reciprocation, as a friendly reciprocation, Lord Ram treats him as a friend. Even though very backward person, if we consider from the status point of view, Lord Ram considers him as a friend. He embraces him, hugs him. And Mother Sita tells Nishadaraj, dear brother, will you not take me to Ganga to worship Mother Ganga? So they all go to the shores of Mother Ganga, do the worship of Ganga. And again, they finally reaches Nandigram. And Bharat, after he got the news from Hanuman that Lord Ram is returning to Ayodhya, he immediately ran himself to Ayodhya, giving the news to everybody that Lord Ram is returning. Lord Ram is returning with everybody. Please everybody make arrangements to greet, welcome Lord Ram. Please decorate the whole city. He goes to the palaces of all the mothers. He goes to Mother Kaushalya, Mother Sumitra, gives them the news that Lord Ram is coming back. Let's all go to welcome Lord Ram. So everybody, all the citizens of Ayodhya, they have assembled on the outskirts of Ayodhya at Nandigram to welcome Lord Ram. And Pushpak Viman gets down at Nandigram. Lord Ram gets out of Pushpak Viman. He pays obeisances to motherland Ayodhya. He offers his obeisances to Mother Earth. Then he goes to Vashishtha Rishi, his guru, pays his obeisances to Vashishtha Muni. That because of your mercy, because of your blessings only, I was able to defeat this demon king Ravana. Then he sees all the mothers standing. So first he goes to Mother Kekai. He doesn't go directly to Kaushalya. He goes first to Kekai. Because you know, Kekai will be feeling the most burden on her heart. Feeling the burden that because of her, I had to go to the forest. So to pacify her, to greet Lord Ram first goes to Mother Kekai, pays obeisances to Mother Kekai. Then he goes to Mother Sumitra. That, see, I have brought your son back with me, safe and sound. You sent him under my care. I have brought him back. And then finally he goes back to Mother Kaushalya. So after meeting all the mothers, he goes to Bharat. And Bharat is standing there waiting for Lord Ram. He is holding the paduka of Lord Ram, ready to give back the responsibility of kingdom to Lord Ram. So as soon as Lord Ram comes close to Bharat, he falls on ground like a stick. And Lord Ram is trying to lift him up. He is not getting up. Finally, Lord Ram forcibly picks him up and embraces him. And then Lord Ram meets Shatrughan. And here Lakshman and Bharat meet. Lakshman and Bharat are embracing, greeting each other. So everybody is greeting each other. All the mothers, they welcome Mother Sita. They welcome Sita. And all the citizens have assembled there, glorifying Lord Ram, waiting to meet Lord Ram. And Lord Ram expanded himself into as many people who have come there to greet Lord Ram. Without anybody's knowing what is happening, Lord Ram expanded himself into thousands and thousands of to meet with everybody personally, everybody individually. And everybody is thinking Lord Ram is meeting me only. That is reciprocation of Lord Ram. Because everybody was feeling the pangs of separation from Lord Ram for all these 14 years. And everybody has grown so thin, not accepting food properly, feeling the separation from Lord Ram. So Lord Ram greets all the elderly people. He pays obeisances to all the elderly. He embraces all the young. He greets, pays obeisances to all the women. So accordingly, as per their age, as per their status, Lord Ram meets everybody. And then finally Guru Vashishtha says, let's all go back to Ayodhya and make the arrangements for Lord's Rajyabhishek. So everybody comes to Ayodhya. And Bharat has built a very big palace, a new palace to give to Lord Ram as a gift. And as he bring him in outside that palace, he offers that palace to Lord Ram. This is for you. I have built it specially for you, for your pleasure. And Lord Ram is very happy. But he tells Bharat, if you want to really please me, I have one request to make. I am very happy with your surrender, with your bhav. But I will like you to offer this palace to Sugriv. So another reciprocation. Lord Ram is feeling debt towards each and everybody who has helped him to find Mother Sita, to have fight against Ravana. So Lord Ram tells Bharat, you please give this palace to Sugriv as a gift for him to stay here as long as he is here in Ayodhya. And Bharat offers that palace to Sugriv. That palace is still there, even though not in the original shape and form. But that palace is still there in Ayodhya, known as Sugriv Kila. So if somebody still goes to Ayodhya on a pilgrimage, they can still see that palace as Sugriv Kila there. But the principle here is Lord Ram doesn't forget any small act of service done to him. That is his reciprocation. He takes care of each and everybody. Sometimes we say, whatever you deserve or whatever is in your destiny, whatever is in your karma, you will get that. Right? Jo aapke karma mein hai, jo aapke karma mein hai, aapke bhagya mein hai, wo milega. Bhagya se jyada na to kisi ko mila hai na milega. So somebody, sometimes people even say, if everything is based on destiny, everything is based on karma, why do you take shelter of the Lord? Where is Lord in the picture here? If everything is just based on karma principle. Karma is giving the result. Whatever action we did, we get the reaction based on that. So where is Lord in the picture? Bhagwan kahan par hai isme? Once one person has a pot, lota, and you want to fill that pot with water. So he goes to well. Then he thinks, no, well is too small. I will go to the pond. I will fill my pot from the pond. But then he reaches pond. Then he thinks, no, I will go to the lake. Lake is bigger than pond. I will go fill it from there. River is bigger than the lake. I will go fill it from the river. Why even river? I will go to the ocean. Vast body of water. I will fill it from the ocean. Yes, you can fill it from everywhere. But the point is, your lota is same size. Ultimately, whatever is the capacity of that lota, only that much you can get. So no matter you go to the well or the lake or the pond or the river or the ocean, you will get only whatever can fill into that lota. So same way, whatever is in your karma, you will get that only. No, there is no point in going to the big people. If somebody, sometimes we have problem, we run to somebody. Oh, maybe he will help me. He will help me get something. But the point is, you will get only what you deserve, what is in your karma. But if karma is the one who gives us the result, where is Lord in the picture here? So to understand that point, there is one very nice analogy. Yes, everything is depending on what action we do, what we do as our duty. But can karma itself give the result? If karma can itself give the result should come immediately as soon as your karma is done. Right? So for example, somebody did study. Somebody did a master's degree or bachelor's degree. So somebody did his karma of doing the study, getting the degree. But as soon as the karma is done, will he get the result of the karma? He should get the job immediately. But does somebody get the job immediately sometime? So if it just belongs to karma, it just depends on the karma, one should get the result of karma also immediately. But one doesn't maybe get the job immediately as a result. For to get the result of the karma, somebody has to accept our karma. So unless somebody accepts your degree, you go to a company, see, I have this degree, please give me a job. If that person, that employer doesn't accept your degree and he doesn't need that need employee, he will not give you the job. So for us to get the result of your karma, somebody has to accept your karma. And only if somebody needs your karma, if somebody needs you, needs your degree, only then he will give the job. So the Lord is so merciful. Even though he does not need anything from you, he doesn't need your karma, he accepts our karma. And he offers a result of our karma. Even though doing karma is in our hand, but the result of karma is in the hands of the Lord. Because karma is just a law, it's just a principle. Karma itself doesn't give the result. Somebody who made that law, who is handling that law, he can give the result of the karma. So everything ultimately depends on the Lord to reward us or punish us as per our karma. So one should, that's why we need to take shelter of the Lord. There was once one Acharya. He was such a surrendered soul. He was such a surrendered person, taking complete shelter of the Lord. He'll say, whatever Lord desires, that will happen. I don't need to do anything. Or I don't need to arrange anything for the next day. If Lord desires, I will get. So he used to live with his wife. And he had his Gurukul, where he will teach the student. And even if somebody comes, please keep it for the next day. He will say, no, I don't need it. Lord will make arrangement. And he had the full conviction on the shloka of Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nitya bhyuktana yoga kshema vahamyaham. So what is that? Ananyas chintayanto mam, who is always remembering me, always taking shelter of me.
ಅನನ್ಯಾಸ್ ಚಿಂತೆಯಂತೋ ಮಾಂ ಯೇ ಜನ ಪರ್ಯುಪಾಸತೆ ತೇಷಾಂ ನಿತ್ಯ ಅಭಿಯುಕ್ತನ. ಐ ಟೇಕ್ ಕೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆನ್ ಅ ಡೇ ಟು ಡೇ ಬೇಸಿಸ್. ಯೋಗಕ್ಷೇಮಂ ವಹಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಐ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡ್ ವಟ್ ದೇ ನೀಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಟ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ಯಾರಂಟಿ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್, ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡ್. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಅರೇಂಜ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಡೇ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಡೇ ದಿವಾಲಿ ಟೈಮ್. And one person comes to him, please keep it for tomorrow, keep it for the next day. He says, no, I don't need it. Lord will arrange. And then sometime Lord test. Okay, so be careful. Sometime Lord test also. We will be tested how much sincerity we have. So next day, morning passed, afternoon passed, evening is coming. He didn't get anything in the arms. Nobody came to give anything. It's a Diwali day and he is hungry. His wife is hungry. There is nothing to cook at the home. And by the night time also nobody came. He had to sleep empty stomach. And at that time now he is finally thinking, is Lord really taking care of everybody? Does he personally come to deliver to everybody? And he started getting the doubt in his mind. He started doubting the shloka in the Bhagavad Gita. And as in the night he is not able to sleep, he got up, he picked the Bhagavad Gita and he crossed that shloka of Bhagavad Gita. I don't think this is correct. I don't think Lord comes personally to take care of everybody. So he crossed that shloka. Ananyas chintayanto maam ye janah paryupasate. Still he could not sleep. That shloka is again and again going in his mind. So he got up, put the ink on the whole shloka, completely covering it with dark ink. And the next morning, so he didn't go back to his house that night, thinking I couldn't arrange anything. And his wife next morning, she's waiting. And a boy, a small boy, knocks on the door. Maya, please take this whole basket from my head. I brought all these things for you. And as the wife of the Acharya comes out, she sees one small boy standing at the door. His body has been hurt. He has marks on his body. And his face is covered with some black marks, black ink. He says, who are you? Who did this to you? And this boy says, I live in a little faraway village from you. And I couldn't come yesterday. I was late in coming to your village as my village is a little far from you. Your husband got angry with me. He scolded me, he beat me, and he put in his anger, he put this ink on my face. And this wife is thinking, that Acharya's wife, oh, my husband is such a sober person, he doesn't do this thing, how come he did that act to such a small child? So she is getting angry at her husband, how come he does this thing to a small child? So she takes the child in her lap, please sit, she cleans his face with her hands. She feeds the child and finally the child goes away. And the husband comes finally. And he sees a lot of things at his home. So many of things to cook and wife has prepared so many things. Who brought all these things? Nobody came yesterday. I couldn't bring anything. Who came? She tells, how dare you beat up such a small child? One small child from your Gurukul came. That Guruji did this to me. You were angry because he couldn't come on time and you did this to him. And Acharya is thinking, no, I didn't do anything. I didn't beat up anything. And she shows her hands. See, look at my hands. My hands are still black with all the ink I had to wash off from his face. And as the Acharya look at the hands of his wife, all the ink. And in the ink, he could see that verse clearly. Ananyas chintayanto maam ye janah paryupasate. Tesham Nityabhyuktanam Yogakshema Vahamyam. And he immediately understood. Maybe it was the Lord Himself who came to deliver personally at my home. So he is ashamed at his act. He immediately runs back to his Gurukul. He picks up Bhagavad Gita and immediately writes back that shloka at the same place. That Lord's protection is guaranteed. If somebody completely takes shelter of the Lord,
He has full faith, full conviction in the protection of the Lord. Lord protects definitely. So that is the mood, the bhav a devotee need to attain. That Lord will take care of me. I need to surrender to the Lord. He will protect me. He will give me everything. And Lord Ram reciprocates in such a nice way. Somebody did something little to him. He wants to shower all his mercy upon him. So he gifts that whole palace to Sugriv. That you please stay here. You enjoy all these opulences. You stayed away from your kingdom. You had to wander around in the forest. You had to be beaten up by Ravana and face all this trouble for me. You please enjoy all these opulences now. So Lord Ram comes to his palace. So before he himself going to take shower, to remove his mated hair, he goes to Bharat. He removes his mated hair. Personally with his hands, he removes his mated hair. He gives shower to Bharat personally. Puts him the nice clothes on him. Then he gives shower to Lakshman. After dressing them nicely, then Lord Ram goes himself to take shower, to remove his mated hair, to dress up in the princely clothes. And here all the mothers, they take Mother Sita inside, they dress her nicely. And Vashishtha Rishi, he is preparing for all the arrangements to do Rajyabhishek of Lord Ramachandra. So he tells Sumantra, please arrange all the, arrange one nice singhasan. A dazzling effulgent singhasan is brought up for Lord Ram to sit on that singhasan. Nice chariots have been prepared, decorated with gold and silver and pearls and all the jewels. So all these nice arrangements have been done. And all the citizens of Ayodhya, they have assembled there to witness the Rajyabhishek of Lord Ramachandra. All the demigods have appeared in the sky, disguised as human beings. All the four Vedas disguised as the singers, the Bhat, they appear there to glorify Lord Ramachandra. So Vashishtha Muni, he did all the arrangements. Finally they make Lord Ramachandra sit on the throne. Mother Sita sitting on the left side of Lord Ramachandra. And Vashishtha Muni does the Rajyabhishek. Pratamatilaka Vashishtha Muni kina punisava viprana ayushadina sunabiloki harishi mahatari bar bar arati utari. So Vashishtha Muni, he does the first tilak to Lord Ramachandra. And then he calls on to all the brahmanas, please give your blessings to Lord Ram. So all the brahmanas come forward to bless Lord Ramachandra. All the mothers are filled with ecstasy, filled with joy, seeing the opulence of Lord Ram, seeing the glory of Lord Ram. And they are doing arati to Sita and Ram. And at that time, all the citizens, all the demigods, they are singing the glories of Lord Ramachandra. So we can also sing a little bit about the glories of Lord Ramachandra. Participate in this Rajyabhishek, where all the demigods have assembled. All the Vedas have assembled in human personification. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram.
Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram.
Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram.
Jai Jai Ram,
Siya
Glorifying Lord Ramachandra. Jai Ram Rama Ramanam Samanam Bhavatap Bhayakul Pahijanam Avadhesa Suresa Ramesa Bhivosar Nagat Magat Pahi Prabho. Jai Ram Siya Ram Siya Ram Jai Jai Ram Ram Siya Ram Siya Ram Jai Jai Ram. Lord Shiva is glorifying Lord Ramachandra, saying, "Hey Prabhu, you are my only shelter. Please give me the shelter at your lotus feet. That is all I beg from you. That is all I request from you. Please give me the bhakti at your lotus feet." So all the demigods, they appear glorifying Lord Ramachandra. And everybody, after glorifying Lord Ramachandra, after the Rajabhishek has been done, everybody returns back to their own abodes. And Lord Ramachandra comes back to his palace, and all his city, all the citizens in the kingdom are living happily. It's known as Ram Rajya. In Lord Ram's kingdom, everybody was so peaceful, so happy, without any calamities. And Lord Ram is ruling the kingdom. And one morning, as Lord Ramachandra is in his palace, in his room, doing his morning rituals, Mother Kekai enters into the room of Lord Ram. So I just want to discuss a few more pastimes before we end this session. Little few pastimes to learn what we can get the message from the pastimes of Lord Ram, what we can implement in our lives as a service attitude. So as Lord Ram is doing his morning rituals, Mother Kekai comes to the palace of Lord Ram. So she comes to Lord Ram and asks Lord Ram. Lord Ram immediately gets up, pays obeisances to Mother Kekai. Why you came here? You should have called me. If you wanted something, you should have asked me to come. And Kekai said, "No, I want something from you. That's why I came. I want a boon from you." And Hanuman was standing there. Hanuman immediately came to Lord Ram, telling in his ear, "Prabhu, be careful. She asked to boon earlier and we know what happened. So be very careful." And Lord Ram said, "Hanuman, shh, be quiet." And he tells Mother Kekai, "Whatever you desire, please tell me, what can I do for you?" And Kekai says, "I want one boon from you. Everybody is very happy, everybody is so happy. Bharat has accepted everything, but Bharat has not forgiven me. Bharat has not accepted me as his mother. He does not address me as his mother. I want the boon from you. Please ask Bharat to call me as his mother once. And Lord Ram immediately says, okay, I will go to Bharat immediately. He goes to the palace of Bharat. And Bharat is worshipping Lord Ram as his morning duty, morning ritual. He is doing the worship of Lord Ram. And as soon as Lord Ram enters, he immediately gets up and tells, Prabhu, why did you come here? You should have called your servant to you. And Lord Ram says, if somebody has some need, he will come to the person from whom he wants something. So I want something from you, so I came to you. I have one request to you. I want something from you. And Bharat becomes very sober, very serious. Said, Prabhu, anything you want, I can give you everything. My everything is belongs to you. But I have one request. Please don't ask me one thing. Please don't ask me to call Kekai as the mother. Ma Kekai ko ma nahi bolunga. Ma Kekai ko ma nahi bolunga. And Kekai was also standing behind. He came to Ram. You fulfill my desire. He already called me mother. Kekai ko ma nahi bolunga. He already called me ma. He already called me mother. So everything is going peaceful. Everything is going, everybody is happy in the kingdom. And every morning Lord Ram will come to his assembly. Anybody can come to the assembly meeting Lord Ram, or if anybody has any problems to discuss. So Lord Ram will come in the assembly. He will sit on his singhasan. Mother Sita is sitting on the left side. Lakshman is standing on the right side. Hanuman is sitting at the feet of Lord Ram. All the other vanaras who came with Lord, they all were sent back after a few days. Angad, Sugriv, Bhavishan, they were all requested to go back to their respective places. But Lord did not ask Hanuman to go back. Hanuman stayed there. And Angad, before he left Ayodhya to go back to Kishkindha, he was telling Hanuman, you are very fortunate that you have got the eternal service at the Lord's feet. Everybody is asked to go back, but you are not asked to go back. You are staying here to serve Lord Ram. Hanuman sama nahi bada bhagi, nahi koi Ram charan anuragi. There is nobody more fortunate than you. Nobody more dear to Lord Ram's feet. And he requests Hanuman, when Lord Ram comes to his assembly, he will be sitting there and you will pay obeisances to Lord Ram. And when you look in the front, you will see one singhasan empty. Please remember that Angad used to sit here. And when you see that singhasan empty, please offer one more obeisances to Lord Ram. Lord Ram will ask you, you already paid obeisances, why are you paying again? And tell him, this is second time is on behalf of Angad. So Lord will remember me also. So Hanuman used to sit at the feet of Lord Ram every day. And one day, as Lord Ram is sitting, he will look at Hanuman. And as Hanuman will look at Lord Ram, then Lord Ram will turn to Mother Sita and start looking at Sita. So as Hanuman will start looking away, again Lord Ram will look at Hanuman. As Hanuman will look at Lord Ram will again start looking at Mother Sita. So he is not doing eye-to-eye connection with Hanuman. And Mother Sita, she senses that, what is happening. As soon as Hanuman looks, Lord Ram turns away his face. So whole day this thing happened. And at the night when Lord Ram came to his room, Mother Sita asked finally, Prabhu, why you were not seeing face to face? Why you were not doing eye to eye connection with Hanuman? You were looking at Hanuman and as soon as Hanuman looked at you, turned away your face. And Lord Ram tells, Hanuman is like my son. I have a putrabhata bhav. Hanuman is like my son. So I am looking at Hanuman out of the son affection. But as soon as Hanuman looks at me, I remember the debt of Hanuman, what, how much Hanuman has done for me. And I immediately think that I cannot repay that debt. And who is that kind of indebtor who will look at his debtor, who will have the guts to look at his, from where he has taken the debt? Kaun sa aisa karzdar hai jo apne sahukar ko dekhne ka sahas rakhta hai? So I immediately turns away my face. So Mother Sita says, why cannot you pay back the debt to Hanuman? Lord Ram says, no, I cannot pay back that debt. The service Hanuman has done. Then Sita says, Prabhu, if you cannot repay the debt, just write on a piece of paper that Hanuman, I can never repay back your debt, and give that paper to Hanuman. Give that receipt to Hanuman. Lord Ram says, okay, I will do that. So next day, as Lord Ram goes in the assembly, Hanuman is sitting at the feet. Lord Ram looks at Hanuman and he tells Hanuman, Hanuman, you have served me so nice, so much. I can never repay back that debt. What did you gain for doing all this service? Everybody else who did any service, they got something. You brought Sugriv to me. You make Sugriv meet me. And Sugriv got the kingdom of Kishkindha. Sugriv ko Kishkindha ka pad mila. Because of your mercy, Vibhishan came to me. Vibhishan became the king of Lanka. He usko Lanka ka pad mila. Even you helped me so much. I killed Ravan. I got Sita back. I came back to Ayodhya. Even I got the kingdom back of Ayodhya. I got mujhko bhi Ayodhya ka pad mila. Hanuman, tumhe kya mila? And Hanuman looked at Lord Ram with his humility. He told Lord Ram, Prabhu, Sugriv ko bhi ek hi pad mila. Vibhishan ko bhi ek hi pad mila. माफ कीजिए आपको भी एक ही पद मिला पर मुझे दो दो पद मिले रामचरण नहीं अनुरागी आई हैव गॉट योर टू फीट मुझे दो पद मिले इफ somebody इज गेटिंग टू पद हु डिजायर वन पद आई एम हैप्पी इन सर्विंग यू सर्विंग द लोटस फीट सो दैट इज द सर्विस एटीट्यूड द ह्यूमिलिटी ऑफ हनुमान Without any motive, without any personal consideration, just serving Lord Ram. Hanuman acts like a guru. So Hanuman is like a guru. That's why we sing that prayer to Hanumanji. Right in the beginning, what is that prayer? Shri Guru Charana Sarojaraj Nijaman Mukuru Sudhar Varnau Raghuvar Vimalajas Jo Dayak Palachar. If we don't get the mercy of a guru like Hanumanji, we cannot enter into the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. We cannot speak about the glories of Ramachandra. We cannot hear the glories of Lord Ramachandra. So we need the mercy of guru, and Hanuman is such a guru. He is the saintly person who is always eager to bring people closer to Lord Ram. And as finally Lord Ram is winding up his pastimes on this earth planet, he is ready to go back to his Saket Dham. And he has already sent everybody else back to his eternal abode. And he asks Hanuman, Hanuman, you also come. Time to go back. And Hanuman says, Prabhu, you please go. I will come after some time. And Lord Ram says, I am going back. Everything, all the Leela is winding up. Why you want to stay here? What do you want to do? Hanuman says, Prabhu, I want to stay here for some time and I want to listen to your katha. I want to listen to the glories of you. Wherever your katha is being sung, wherever your pastime is being sung, wherever your glories have been sung, I want to go visit those places, hear your katha. In Saket Dham, in Ayodhya Dham, in eternal abode, you are there, but your katha is not there. But here, I know wherever your katha is going on, you are personally present there. Because Lord Ram himself, he gives her assurance. Naham vasami vaikunte yogi nam hrideshuva yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishthami narada. So he gives this to, tells this to Narada. Once Narada Muni approached Lord Vishnu. If people ask me where to meet Lord Vishnu, what should I tell them? Please give me some visiting card or something I can give to people where you can be found. And Lord Vishnu says, Naham vasami vaikunthe. I don't live in Vaikuntha. I am not to be found in Vaikuntha. So are you found in the heart of the yogis who are absorbed in meditation, trying to catch you in their heart? Lord says, Naham vasami vaikunthe. Yogi nama hrideshuva. I am not to be found in the hearts of the yogis. Then where are you, where to be found? Yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishthami narada. Wherever my glories, my devotees are singing my glories, wherever my devotees are singing a kirtan of my holy name, I am personally present there. So Hanuman says, Prabhu, you please go, I will follow you after some time. I want to stay here, listen to your katha. Because wherever your katha is going on, you are personally present there. And Lord Ram gave the blessings to Hanuman that you stay eternally here. You will be Chiranjeevi, Amar. Eternally you stay here and wherever katha is going on, you will be personally present there. Yatra yatra Raghunath Kirtanam, tatra tatra Kritmatskanjali Anjanam. Wherever Lord Ram's glorification is going on, Hanuman is standing there with his hands folding above his head. He is present there with his eyes filled with the tears of love of Lord Ram. So Hanuman is personally present. And why he is present? As Hanuman says, whoever is trying to move towards Lord Ram, I just get on their back. Make sure they reach Lord Ram. They don't turn away from the middle. So Hanuman is like a sadhu. He is like a guru. So finally all this Leela winding up, Lord returns to his abode, leaving behind his eternal pastime to be sung eternally. So it is our good fortune that we are able to relish little bit about the glorification of Lord Ramachandra, about the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. And it is mercy of Lord Ramachandra only, it's the mercy of Hanumanji only that we are able to enter little bit into that pastime. And my obeisances, my complete reciprocations towards all my gurus from whomever I have listened or learned a little bit about Sri Ramakatha. So all the glorification to all those teachers, all my respectful obeisances to all my teachers from where I have learned Srimad Ramayan. My respectful obeisances to Shriman Hanuman Prasad Poddarji, who gave us the translations, little bona fide translations on Srimad Valmiki Ramayan and Tulsidas Ji Ramcharitmanas. My deepest gratitude and humble obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, who came to the Western world with this message of Vedic knowledge, who logically taught us how to understand the Vedic knowledge, Vedic scriptures. And my respectful obeisances to all of you who motivate me to stay on this path of bhakti, who encourage me to stay on this path. Being on this, sitting on this position, sitting on this seat is a very privileged position and I don't want to take it for granted. And it's a little privileged position in the sense there is always a little risk also associated with that, to take that position. Because as we do this service, there is always glorification from others. Devotees will come, Prabhu, you spoke so nice, this, that. And there is always risk of falling down due to this little pride entering into the heart. Thinking, oh, I'm such a great person, I'm such a great devotee. There is always risk of having this pride or the desire for name and fame. So I pay my obeisances at the feet of Lord Ramachandra, Mother Sita, requesting to keep our intelligence purified. So this tinge of pride, envy, lust, all these anarthas can be eradicated from the heart. So there is nothing to my credit, whatever Sri Ramakatha we have been doing for last 6-7 weeks, all the credit is to my teachers, all the credit to you who are enthusiastically participating in this. Shri Ram Chandra Bhagwan ki
jai,
Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.